Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore.
FM 104.
Shop Jocks on the way shortly. You can execute us live on the air. €25 Just Eat voucher is up for grabs as well. If you want to get involved, just drop us in a message and we'll see if we can, if there's any spaces left for you. Join us on the show now, someone who seems to have been the busiest person in the whole entire world. They're representing the country at the Miss... I'm probably going to get this wrong. They're Miss Ireland 2021. I'm not sure if that goes on to Miss Universe or Miss World or Miss Galaxy or where that's going.
Miss Galaxy. But, Miss World.
Miss World. Apologies, Miss World. But she seems to be the busiest person in the entire world, one of the busiest people we've ever had on the show. But Pamela Uba, thanks a million for popping on. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cormac? Hi, Trish.
Before we jump into a couple of things, do you have a particular movie that was so bad it made you angry while you were watching it?
Oh, Jesus. Put me on the spot.
It is a little bit, yeah. We put you on the spot there a little bit now. We just want to know, there's still a few texts coming in over that. The recent James Bond movie, and I'm not going to read out the end of that, Kathy, because I actually haven't seen...
I haven't seen it either. I'm excited to see it.
Well, Kathy just sent in the spoiler at the end of the movie.
Thanks,
oh,
Kathy.
Oh, God, no, don't read it.
I can't unread that now, Kathy, so I suppose we'll be skipping over that. But you've been really busy, Pamela, over the last while, right? And I see today that, was it today or yesterday, that you handed up your master's in chemistry?
Yes, so I completed my thesis and I sent it all off to get corrected, and all the corrections passed. I actually did a talk for Trinity based on it recently, and it's just that I finally got the hardback version off the printers and I could submit that to the college to have. So I'm really delighted now.
So brains and beauty, Pamela. Oh my gosh, I'm not able. Now, here's a trivial one for you. That crown on your head, is it really heavy? Because the thing looks like it weighs a ton.
It's a balancing act. You know, how fits your posture? You just like you just have to stand in the right way.
It could be a new fitness fad. You know the way we have like hot yoga and Pilates and all that kind of stuff? You have like tiara Pilates, a tiara yoga where you just wear crowns and go walking up and down a gym going, whoa, what's going on? But how? Speaking of balancing acts, like how in the name of God did you manage to do all of the Miss Ireland stuff, all of the, you know, academic stuff as well? Because I imagine a master's in chemistry is a little bit difficult and challenging.
Yeah, it's... So I'll tell you a bit about my whole thing. So I currently work in the Galway University Hospital and I work there full time. And I took up the master's, which was part time. So I was going up to Dublin every Friday to study. And I also modelled part time as well. So it was very, very, I don't know, the first year was very complicated. I don't know how I managed, to be honest. But then the pandemic hit, so then college went online. So that kind of put the pressure off the driving a little bit. And then I decided to do Miss Ireland. So all of that was going on in the background. So to be honest, I don't know how I survived it. I don't know if I thrive on just being busy. I just seem to function well in that environment. But
you don't want to be left alone with your quiet, still thoughts. You're like, no, keep me busy. Keep me busy. We'll hammer on through this now. It'll be way better.
Now, you mentioned there that you're still working in the hospital as well. Like,
yes,
while
I
you're
do.
Doing all your duties as the reigning queen.
Like, I kid you not, last week, I think I was in Dublin three times. I went straight from work to Dublin, back to Galway. So, Galway to Dublin, back to Galway, and repeat. Do you know what I mean?
Now, for the crack, do you wear the crown into work in Galway?
I did once, and I brought it over to them all so they can have a look at it. And then I was in the lab coat with the crown. But no.
I'd be doing that 24/7. I'd be like, sorry, I won this, so get out of the way now. Job done.
No, they, you know, they just wanted to have a look at it and see it. So it was good. They were very supportive. They threw a little party for me and all that. So
lovely. Now, what does your duties involve on the Miss Ireland side of things? What do you have to do?
So a lot of what I do, I call myself a children's advocate and children's ambassador. And a lot of my work would revolve around this My Beauty with a Purpose project. And I've been working on My Beauty with a Purpose ever since I was Miss Galway, even, you know. So working closely with charity, the children's charity of Ireland, Variety. And I've also taken up now an ambassadorship with Dedan to help people who are currently in dire provision. And I'm also writing a book on integration and, you know, inclusion and diversity. So a lot of my work would be focused on helping these children in whatever way I can. I think earlier in the year we did a no makeup campaign, which raised money to get some trikes for kids, and we I also did a upcycled trike campaign with the Minister of Children and Saoirse Ruan, which was amazing to meet her because she's an inspirational little girl, you know, in her story as well. So. And now what I focus on is helping kids in disadvantaged backgrounds. So I did an upcycled iPad campaign called Make Education a Superpower to help raise money to get iPads for kids living in dire provision, because when everything went online with the schools, they wouldn't have had the financial access to get stuff to keep continuing on with their education online. So, you know, just to help a few centres in whatever way I can. That would be a lot of what I genuinely do, going to schools, doing talks and visits. So, yeah,
I'm getting stressed out listening to how busy you are. I'm just sure going, how do you, oh God,
you
how
know
do you manage
I enjoy it, especially because I think because I wanted to work with kids. I love children and it's so easy to work with them because you just, you know, you just hang out and you play with them and you get to know their stories and what they want to talk about and what they want to get out of life. And then they ask you about your experience and they're so interested, you know. So I absolutely adore what I do. And if I had won the lotto, like there are so many projects that I would be helping out right now because these kids deserve it. You know what I mean? They're the future.
Absolutely. Now, I think you're such an inspiration because from listening to you and hearing your story and coming from, you know, direct provision and taking yourself through college and doing all of that. Tell me, how did you stay so strong, I suppose, through it all? Like, where do you get your confidence from and your drive?
You know, my mom is one of those moms that she will encourage you, even if when you don't believe in yourself, she will believe in you for you up until the moment where you can do it yourself, you know, and she would be your driving force and be like, you're a star, you're meant to be a star, you know. She won't let you hear otherwise about yourself, and I really took that on and I really became resilient and strong even though the world was throwing at me obstacles, you know. I found ways around those obstacles, and now it shouldn't have been this hard, I shouldn't have had to do that, but that's what life throws at you. And that's the reality of things for a lot of people, you know. People go through a lot of situations through life. It's just kind of that determination and that drive to get to your goal, no matter how big or small that is. If you just keep pushing for us, you know, you're going to get there, you know.
Pamela, do you mind me asking, like, what were some of the maybe biggest struggles or biggest challenges that you had over the last number of years getting to where you are today?
To be honest, the whole direct provision system is a challenge in itself, you know. I grew up in that. I didn't know any differ because I was very, very young when I entered it. And it was only until you get older you realize that life's not meant to be the way it is, you know. I faced quite a lot of obstacles to even just get to college. Just even to get access into college, you couldn't. So once... you couldn't even have the opportunity to apply. You felt that your colleagues, your friends, they would just bypass you because of your status at the time. you know, you're just left behind. That's what it felt like, that your life is left in limbo and you're just going to be left behind and there's nothing else for you.
So when you were over here in direct provision, you're not allowed to apply to third level university. Are you allowed work and stuff, or how does that work?
So during my time, you couldn't work, and because of the your residency status at the time, you're not seen as an Irish student. Hence, they classify you as international. Even if you were born here and grew up here, they will classify you as an international student. Hence, you'd have to pay the rates. And the lowest rates at the time was $9,000. And now tell me, how does somebody who isn't allowed work supposed to come up with $9,000 just for tuition, never mind your rent and all that? Do you know what I mean? Mm. So that becomes very, very hard. Now, I know they've changed the laws on working, but I do know that these centres are in rural places, and just because they've changed that law about working doesn't mean everyone can access work, because they're not allowed to apply for a driver's licence. So how can they get a car to take them to work? Do you know what I mean?
We're good, aren't we? When we do it well. Jesus Christ.
So it becomes very challenging, and I don't think the situation on college has changed quite much. That you can access third level so easily. You know, they still have to jump through a lot of hoops to get there. So it is quite challenging, and it's something that, you know, should be looked at, especially if you have students there and they're doing well in school, and it's not fair to just, like, tell them, no, that's it now, you stop here.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'd say there's a lot of students that see you and that has heard about your struggle and what you've been through, and you're inspiring them to no end.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility holding the title that I have now, and I am so aware of this. And all I strive to do is make sure that all voices and all stories are heard, and there is a space for all people. And, you know, I know people are saying that I'm a role model now, and I'm so happy to hear that. And I only hope that in everything that I do, I can create that positive change and for somebody else who ends up in my situation, so that their future and their path is easier to walk than mine. Mm. You know, that's the overall aim, isn't it?
100%. So, I mean, it's an amazing story, and fair play to everything that you've done, and I'm sure you'll go on to do a hell of a lot more things, because it doesn't sound like you like sitting still or sitting on your hands or not being busy. But what's the crack now with Miss World, and what do people, is there voting or something I saw that's going on that you'd like people to help out with?
So Miss World is in 2.5 weeks, so I fly out to get there on the 21st of November, and it's month long, so it's from the 21st of November to the 16th of December, and it's in the beautiful Puerto Rico, which I'm so excited about.
Jealous.
And currently we have the multimedia challenge. So Miss World comprises of many challenge events. Multimedia is one of them, and everyone can download the app Mobstar and follow me. So you just type in my name in the search, Pamela Uba, follow me and just like all my content. Each like equates a vote. So, you know, you guys get a say in where I place in that challenge. And it'd be good to just, you know, put Ireland on the map. We're a small country. But if we rally together, you know, we can be small but mighty. You know, I mean,
Pamela, as well, you could probably spend 20 quid and get like thousands of those bot farms to just go and like everything. Pamela got 70 billion votes on her last video, so it's unbelievable.
And your talent as well is going to be singing, obviously, yes?
Yes. So talent is one I'm so excited for. I can't wait to show you guys my music video that I've made. Can't tell you my song yet. You're just going to have to wait. But I don't know if you saw, I did a talent as well for Miss Ireland. I sang the Amy Winehouse cover of Back to Black, and I made a music video, and it was really cool. I really quite enjoyed it.
Okay, well, if you're listening, you want to find out a little bit more, Pamela is on Instagram. It's at pamela.ashley with an E in the Ashley.uber. And you can find her there and all of the details and the links and everything you need to do to support and follow along is up there. But listen, Pamela, it's been an absolute pleasure. Stay in touch and we'll chat to you again soon.
Rest
and
up now as well. Don't work too hard, lovey.
Take some time off.
I'm only, do you know what? I'm just getting excited for everything. It's so close. I'm going to now just enjoy the next couple of weeks and see where this journey takes me. And thank you guys so much for having me on.
No worries at all, Pamela. It's been a pleasure. We will chat to you again soon.
Talk to you later.
Take it easy. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. You always feel so inadequate talking to busiest people like that. You're like, oh, God.
I am underachieving. What am I doing with my life? Oh,
come on,
God,
Trish, go do a master's and go work a job and do everything else at the same time. Yeah, go follow her and we might check in with her in the next couple of weeks, see how they're getting on. But on the way next, Shock Jocks, if you want to get involved for a €25 Just Eat voucher and electrocute both of us live on the air. Shock Jocks, your name, your details, 087-679-7104. It's on the way next.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.